Welcome to another episode of Okay, So Listen, presented by Okay, So Here's the Thing. I am your host, Shawnice, creator and curator of Okay, So Here's the Thing, and this week's vibe is Drunk in Love. No, we will not be playing any Beyonce. I'm so sorry to let you guys down, but as always, these playlists will be consisted of artists you've either never heard of before or songs you've never heard by those artists before. So unfortunately, Beyonce does not meet any of those requirements, but it's okay. I have a great playlist for you guys consisting of 5 songs by 5 different women, and the songs all either touch on infatuation or intoxication or a mixture of both, hence Drunk in Love. So I know all too well how love can either make you feel drunk and loopy, and I also know how it can drive you to drink. So these songs will definitely touch on those topics. So let's get into the playlist, starting with Better by Tess Henley. Little information about Tess. She actually comes from a musical family. Her older brother is Carson Henley. He's a singer-songwriter. He does mostly in the pop genre, where Tess is mostly R&B. She's actually super accomplished in R&B, and it doesn't seem like she's slowing down. A few of her accomplishments. She self-released her album Easy to Love in 2008. And then in 2011, she opened for Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton at the Budweiser Summer Block Party. And then in 2012, she won the Independent Music Award for R&B singer-songwriting. And then in 2013, she released High Heels and Sneakers, consisting of about 14 tracks. And she didn't take a break there. In 2014, she was actually the first woman winner of Guitar Center Singer-Songwriter 3 Grand Prize of $25,000. In 2015, she debuted on TV for the first time on Jimmy Kimmel. It doesn't seem like she's stopping. As you can see, it seems very back-to-back-to-back with her accomplishments. So we're going to move on to Better. This song was released in August of 2018. And let's get started. got started with Fat One. Again, that was Better by Tess Henley. I love that song. I love screaming out, Better Together! It's my favorite thing to do, but next song we're going to get into is Waitin' by Kalila. Kalila happens to be someone that I've been seeing a lot of my friends start, they're discovering her now, which is great because she's an awesome artist. But she's been, on this road for a little bit. She got into music in 2018. About 2012, because she quit her telemarketing job to pursue music. I'm sure we could all understand that, sitting at your job every day going, I should just quit and, be a writer or, do music or, hopefully something legal. I know we've all come up with situations where we wanted to, sell things that weren't legal, but she quit her telemarketing job to pursue music in 2012 and just hit the ground running, because in 2013, she released her mixtape Cut For Me, consisting of 22 tracks. So, she wasn't playing. She said, if I'm gonna quit my job, I'm gonna put in some work. So in 2015, she released a project called Hallucinogen, consisting of 13 tracks. And what's special about this album is that it deals with a relationship. She talks about the beginning, the middle, and the end of a relationship. However, she does it in a reverse chronological order. So it starts with a song called A Message, which is basically the breakup. And, the sadness. And the project ends with a song called The High, which is the, falling in love butterflies feeling that we've all experienced. So I think it's pretty cool that she structured it that way. I'm interested to know if she recorded it that way, because I think it's dope to hear a project go reverse that way. And then in 2017, she released her debut album with Warp Records. The album is called Take Me Apart, consists of 14 tracks. And this is where the song Waiting is on that album. So it's definitely a dope album, dope record. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Waiting by Kalila.
Fuck me up, but I'm working now, it's just my luck. Should've said, can we go to bed? Now we're back to where we started from. And I'll wait, and I'll wait for you to turn around. But I know you're right, we're never coming down. And I know you thought about it, though we've been miles away. If you ask me, I'll tell you what's happening. Have a good time. Spinning around, we couldn't get up alright. Then do we put up a fight? I'm trying to push it, don't let me lose it now. Been waiting for today, but I don't know what to say. And you don't know what done it, but I'm in my head and I can't forget even later. Let me catch my breath. Realize you ain't seen me yet.
It's not the same.
It's all I dreamed of.
Pretty good groove. been waiting for today. I'm not going to hurt you guys at my singing, but I love a lot of these songs. These are songs that I sing on the daily. So, you know, excuse me if I'm a little bit excited. Next song we're going to move on to is Precious Possession by Anna Wise. Anna Wise is an amazing artist. I love her voice. It's so distinct. She's just an amazing person. And this song is something that when I first heard it, I had to keep replaying it because it's so great. And every time I hear it, I find something new that I love about it. But a little information on Anna Wise. She was actually discovered by Kendrick Lamar on YouTube. I guess he was just, you know, riding the tour bus, perusing through YouTube and stumbled upon Anna Wise. And they've been, you know, regular collaborators ever since. That was in 2016. They've collaborated on more than 11 tracks. One track, actually, they won a Grammy for. They shared one in 2016. They won a Grammy for These Walls. That song is actually off the To Pimp a Butterfly album, which came out in October 2015. Anna Wise is also someone who puts a lot of, you know, thought into her music. Her songwriting skills are, you know, up there with some of the greats. She released two albums. The first one is The Feminine Act One, which was released in 2016, that has 7 tracks on it. And then in 2017, she released The Feminine Act Two, which has 11 tracks on it. So get into this, Precious Possession. I really enjoy her voice. So hopefully you guys, come out with it feeling the same way I do. I love that song so much. Hold me closer. I know I said I wasn't gonna hurt you guys with my singing, but again, I can't help it. I love these songs so freaking much. It's so good. Okay, so we're gonna move on to the next song on the playlist. This is Sober by Mahalia. I really love Mahalia. I discovered her maybe a year ago, just, you know, perusing through music and, you know, finding my way elsewhere. And she has a very special voice. She's so versatile in her sound, where she sounds very R&B, but she sounds very pop as well. And then she uses her cultural influences a lot in her music as well. So it doesn't really feel like those albums or those, you know, playlists where you sit and listen to an artist and it just feels like one song continuously. She doesn't give me that at all. But a little information on Mahalia. She wrote her first song when she was 8 years old. Amazing. And then she got signed to her label at the age of 13, which is like amazing, right? So, excuse me. She released her project Diary of Me in December of 2016. That album consists of 11 tracks. Another artist that has close ties to Kendrick Lamar. She's opened for him at a couple of shows. This song in particular, Sober, she wrote as a result of a breakup. So going along with the theme, Drunken Love, she wrote the song Sober because she found that in that relationship, once it ended, she developed a bit of a drunk texting habit. So she was like, okay, I got a problem here. I gotta put a stop to this. So she sat down, wrote Sober, and this is the amazing song that came from it. In 2018, February, Complex actually added her on a list of 10 British R&B soul artists to watch. She's super dope and she's young, so I'm excited to see where she goes further in her career. So without further ado, this is Sober by Mahalia. This is actually the Jerome Vando mix. Enjoy.
No matter how I add it up, I just keep getting up. Just keep getting up. Now that I am sober, I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. You and I were over. Me and you are done. When I wanted to be closer, you just wanted to run. Though I know it's no one's fault, if I've learned anything at all, with us, no matter how I had it all, one plus one is none. You've been on my mind for a while now, trying to get you off cause this ain't right now. You said it was a vibe for the time being. It was nothing more, but I just couldn't see it. This is not a song for the whole world. Felt like it could have been us against the whole world. Baby, you were mine and I was your girl. Whatever happened to the time that we spent sober? I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. You and I were over. Me and you are done. When I wanted to be closer, you just wanted to run. Though I know it's no one's fault, if I've learned anything at all, with us, no matter how I had it all, one plus one is none. I've been at this party for some time now, sipping on Bacardi till it runs out. You are in the corner with your head down. I don't even wanna know what that's about. Cause you're the one that's always getting too wasted, and I'm the one that's never that intoxicated. Tonight I'm in my feelings, oh I'm faded. I don't wanna think about the complicated. Oh, young love, got me feeling like I can't get up. Wishing for it, but it never ended. I thought we'd be together. Oh, it ended so fast. Now that I am sober, I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head.
All right. I hope you guys are still with me. That was Sober by Mahalia. I know when I listen to that song, it brings up a bunch of those like first love memories and, oh, you know, drives me to drink. That's pretty much that side of the Drunken Love playlist. you know, we've all, you know, we can all sit around and, you know, have some cocktails and talk about all the people that did us wrong. But, like she said in the song, now that I'm sober, you know, I realize I don't need this. You were bad for me. Fuck you. So we are moving on to our next and last song. I know the playlist seems to go by super quickly. But I can't hold you guys with me all day. I gotta, you know, gotta find some more music for you guys. So this next and last song is called Clea Patron by Diamond White. Now, when I first heard this name, I actually got put on to Diamond White, because I was, you know, sitting around one of my homegirls and she wanted to play this song for me. And I was like, Diamond White sounds really familiar. I'm trying to figure out how I know her. Well, Diamond White is actually an actress, and she's been acting since the tender age of 8 years old. So in 2012, she was on the second season of The X Factor. She got all the way up to fifth place before she was eliminated. But outside of music, again, she's an actor. At 8 years old, she did the Chicago leg of The Color Purple, where she played Nyla. So, of course, you know, she implemented some singing there. But she's been in countless things. I went on her IMDb and it just blew me away how many things that she's voiced and been a walk-on character for. A couple things are Boo, A Madea Halloween, both 1 and 2. She's voiced characters for Phineas and Ferb, for Transformers Rescue Guard. She's been a walk-on character for Big Bang Theory, Blackish, Fresh Off the Boat, Dear White People. She's getting them checks. So Diamond White, definitely not hurting, okay? She's getting them checks. But this song here, Clea Patron, she released in November of 2017. She does not have a full project out yet. She has released singles throughout the years, but hopefully she releases a project because I really like her style. I would never pin her for someone who would voice a character on Phineas and Ferb because her content is more adult. I mean, she's 19 years old, but you know, it's more adult than what you would assume based on these things. But we're going to get into Clea Patron by Diamond White, and I'm going to leave you guys off there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 2. You guys have no idea how excited I am for this show, how much I love collecting all this information to share with you guys and making these playlists and creating these vibes for you guys. It's nothing makes me happier. I mean, like, it's great. So thank you guys for sticking with me. Again, to get in contact with me, you can contact me on Twitter @_dreadlightly, or you can check out my website, okaysohere'sthething.com. Email me, okaysothething@gmail.com. Or, you know, if you know somebody who knows me, you know, get them to link you to me and then we can talk music and, you know, you can tell me what you think about the episode. So thank you guys for joining me. Enjoy. Clea Patron, Diamond White. Bye.
I done lost my mind, wasted too much time watching screens I left on channel 9, maybe channel 5. I just saw the news and I thought of you, thought of us. Looked at what we do, how we move, we don't give a fuck. Hands all on my neck like I'm your Barbie, but I'm Cleopatra. He's swerving on 101 from what he's sipping on. He said he don't drink and drive, but baby, that don't matter. He's been in when he kiss me, cause I'm Clea Patron. And he drunk on me. On me, his hands went on the wheel cause they were all on me. But I don't wanna see the red and blue flashing. But I know you're thinking of what I'm thinking of. With your hands all on my neck like I'm your Barbie, but I'm Cleopatra. He's swerving on 101 from what he's sipping on. He said he don't drink and drive, but baby, that don't matter. He's spinning when he kissed me cause I'm Cleopatra. Drunk on me, I know that he is drunk on me.
I'm that clear.